different pulses and different things going on, but I'm glad you're here. And we're here tonight to fellowship and to worship Christ our Savior. You know, if it had not been for Christ, there wouldn't be Christmas. And if it hadn't been for Christ, there would not be a church. If it had not been for Christ, you and I would not be here tonight. And so it's an honor to have Christ, our Savior, with us, and it's an honor to serve Him tonight. So we thank you for being here for this service. Right now, we're going to pray, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you for these people that's came this way. And God, I thank you for this opportunity to worship you tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would touch every heart. And God, that every heart would be obedient to you tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd be in the very midst of this service. And Lord, I pray for each song that's sung that it would bring glory for you, Lord. Lord, I love you and I thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Always wanted to know about the Christmas story. Has anybody ever wondered about the Christmas story? About Saint Nick? No. You've heard that story, but have you heard the true story of Christmas? Have you heard the real meaning of Christmas and what Christmas is? When I was a kid, I always looked forward to Christmas. Dad would gather us around and he'd tell us the Christmas story. And now that I'm a father, I like to tell the Christmas story to my daughter. And being this is her first Christmas, I want to share it with you guys. Is that okay? Okay, well, let's learn about the true meaning of Christmas. The Bible says in St. Luke, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went out to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding by the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto the heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." You know, guys, as Christmas has came, many of you have been hustling, bustling about, and probably been with Mom and Dad shopping, and probably been out, and seen a lot of people at the mall, and a lot of things going on. And oftentimes, we get the misunderstanding of what Christmas really means, and what Christmas is really about. Christmas is not about Santa, and not about the material things, and not about the gifts, because the greatest gift was given, and that was Jesus. And I know that we see Santa Claus, and we celebrate this day every year, and we say, you know, it's just another holiday, but it's not a holiday. It's Christ's birthday. It's the day we've set aside to sing and praise and worship Him as He was born into this life. You know, if He had never been born, you and I would never have a Savior. And if He had never been born, we'd never have a way to make it to heaven. And so tonight I'm honored to tell you, Jesus loves you. And if God lays it on your heart, open your heart to the greatest gift you can ever receive. Okay? All right, thank you guys.
not pay, but God displayed His mercy, the greatest gift of love. When we could not reach heaven, heaven came to us. He made a way in a manger, a way through the sun. Messiah, the promised before time had begun. For God so loved this world, though He knew what love would cost, He made a way in a manger to make a way to the cross. In Bethlehem, a stable became a throne of grace, as God Himself, our Savior, drew near to take our place. His mother smiled in wonder, a shepherd stood in awe. The sacrifice of heaven lay sleeping in the straw. He made a way in a manger, a way through the sun. Messiah, the promised before time had begun. World, though He knew what love would cost, He made a way in a manger to make a way to the cross. He is the life that died our death, the precious Lord Jesus laid down His sweet head.
Shepherds declared that the angels announced his birth. Now that caused a stir. When men came asking, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star and have come to worship him." Herod was filled with wrath. The babe is now a man, teaching a new doctrine with compassion and authority. The people are following him. The chief priests and elders are outraged. There's a mob outside Pilate's hall today. Something's happening.
Something's happening in Pilate's hall. On the porch, Pilate pleads. There's an angry mob. In this man called Jesus, I can find no fault. Something's happening in
beaten, disfigured body fell beneath the load of the cross. His mother ran to him, and the soldiers pushed her away. I heard the hammer fall, and I knew the nails had been driven, and he was on the cross. The scoffers kept chanting. I heard him speak words of forgiveness. There was a darkness over the earth and a great earthquake. Then I heard him cry from the cross, "It is finished." We watched him die, but somewhere deep within my being, I know this is not over.
Something's happening at Joseph's grave, where Jesus of Nazareth has lain 3 days, very early in the morning. How the earth begins to quake. Something's happening at Joseph's grave.
Enjoyed it thus far. Isn't it a bit amazing? I mean, we have spent so much time in our life going over the resurrection, going over the death. But you know, if our Savior had never been born, there had never been a crucifixion, there had never been the innocence, and there had never been an empty tomb. And tonight, for just a few minutes, I want to share something with you out of the Word of God. In Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the governor shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Can I say, I just want to take a minute to tell you this tonight. We serve an amazing God. And we serve an amazing Savior. And we're singing about that Savior tonight. And we're just trying for just a little while to glorify Him. I can honestly tell you tonight the best thing that has ever happened to me is knowing Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I find myself at Christmas time, I can't help but I love Christmas more than anything else in the world. It's not necessarily to me about the getting the gifts, but the fact of coming together and knowing that I'll spend time with family. And knowing more than that, that there is one Father, and His name is God, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. And knowing that these three are one, and knowing that through them is that I can have peace in this world. Tonight, there are folks in this world looking for everything in this life to give them peace. They're hoping wealth will give them peace. They're hoping drugs will give them peace. They're hoping society itself will give them peace. And they're hoping the government will give them peace. Might I say to you, we live in unstable times. Not only do we live in unstable times, we live in uncertain times. We live in one of the most wicked generations that you've ever seen on the face of this earth. And might I say to you, the world's not going to change. The world is doing exactly what the world was designed to do, and that's to be wicked and evil. And as I preach this morning on how the Grinch tried to steal Christmas, there is a devil himself tonight that is deceiving the folk about Christmas. It is not happy holidays. It is not a wonderful time. But might I say to you tonight, it is simply called Christmas. And without Christ, you and I have no hope in this life. Isaiah the prophet penned these words down before it was ever mentioned that Christ would come. God began to speak within the depths of his soul, and he began to write and prophesy these things of a child that was going to be born. I imagine that those Sanhedrins and those Pharisaical preachers, might we call them, during this day and age, thought Isaiah has lost his mind. But aren't you glad tonight to know that this Jesus was the one who the government would rest upon his shoulders? Can I say to you, the president of America has no power except what God has given him. And we as a people have no power except what God Almighty gives to us. And notice what he said. He said, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Can you say tonight that he's wonderful? I'm going to tell you, he's the best thing that's ever happened to me, happened to my home, happened to my family, and happens to be in my life. And it is wonderful serving him. Now, it's not always easy serving him. It's not always easy to represent Christ. And not every morning do I wake up and say, wow, it's great to be saved. Brother Lytle, I still wake up some mornings and I feel like I'm the deadliest dog person in the world. I feel like I'm an evil person, but I'm glad that God still loves me. And I'm glad that he still comes by just every now and then and breathes upon us to let us know he's still in control. And I'm glad to tell you tonight he's wonderful. I tell you, I can find counsel in him at all times. I can find counsel when I don't know what to do and I don't know how to turn or I don't know which direction to go in, that I can seek his face for guidance, and God is always there. Isn't it amazing that he gave us a Bible that contains 66 books, some before the law and some after the law, and then some in the New Testament to help guide us in our life and help to guide us in our daily walk and to counsel us? I've heard people say, how in the world do I decide to do this? Have you talked to God about it? God is the most important person you can ever seek counsel from. A lot of preachers come and a lot of people come and say, preacher, what should I do? Preacher, what do you think about this? Or preacher, what do you think I ought to do in this decision or doing this in my life? Let me say this. Ask God what he'd have you to do. Ask God what he'd have you do. Notice what he said. He said that he was wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Can I tell you tonight, your home can be at peace. Can I tell you tonight, you can trust into someone who's always going to be. You know, tonight, we put our faith in man. I'm just going to be honest with you now. We put our faith in man. We put our faith in the preacher. We put our faith in the deacons or the lay members. And we put our faith in the ministers of music. And we put our faith in them that they're going to do what's right. But can I tell you, I'm still a man. I fall short every day. I fail every day. If there's a preacher that'll stand up and say they're holy, 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 and that they don't never do no wrong, might I say to you, they're making God a liar. And they're blaspheming, because I'm going to tell you, I'm flesh. I'm no more than you are. God just placed a calling on my life to stand here and expound on the Word of God and try to help you tonight. But can I say to you tonight, I fall short every day. But I'm glad I can put my trust in someone who's unchanging, who's unmoving, who's unwavering, who's stable, who is the rock, who is the firm foundation, whom I can trust.
And when the waves of this life come beating upon me and I don't know what to do and my life is being tossed to and fro, I can find a stronghold anchored in Jesus. Isn't it amazing tonight what a Savior we serve? Isn't it amazing tonight if we'll just open our eyes, something will happen deep inside of you. If you'll just open your heart, something will happen deep inside of you. As a song sung, something will happen. I promise you tonight, something will happen. Brother King.
I want to say this to you. Thank you for you being here. There is refreshments down at the fellowship hall. Please stay with us. Fellowship, we'll have a good time and we'll laugh and we'll cut up. Great group of people, and thank you for being here tonight. If you're looking for a home church, maybe you don't go to church anywhere, we'd be glad to have you here at Rhonda Baptist Tabernacle. We'll not be having Wednesday night service this week, but we'd be glad to see you next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Sunday school and worship service at 11. It is an honor to have you here tonight. We thank you for coming. Hope you've enjoyed yourself, and I want to say this to you from the bottom of my heart. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Smile. God loves you.
Amen.
And it's an honor to be one of His. So good to have a young man visiting with us all the way from Lumberton, North Carolina. Amen. He came up and to see his mom and dad, and I'm thankful to have Brother Jeff Blackburn with us tonight. Jeff, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Love you and praise you.